Well, concerned co-worker.
Yes.
I appreciate your concern, and you women up there in your 50s obviously are dignified ladies and very proud of yourself. But you are dealing with an issue here that has fallen several people. I'll tell you what the main issue is.
What?
You as African-American women feel responsible for the other African-American woman. Mm. And that's a good thing. But you're concerned about her because you also know, as we all do, that for some reason there's a rule where this woman cast a bad light on the rest of you. Mm. You don't want this woman to cast a bad light on the rest of you because you consider her one of us. That's a noble way to look at it, and that's beautiful and everything. But you have a problem, though. Because homegirl coming in here looking straight crazy. Hair all over her head, ain't got a perm, won't get a beautiful natural style, won't lock it, do nothing. She won't nothing. Cornrow it, something. Just get it in some order. Pick that dirt out your hair, something. Now she got clothes clinging to her in an unseemly way. That means her clothes is laying in places it ain't got no business places, and you can see body prints that you uncomfortable seeing.
Wedgies.
Don't nobody want to see your drawers under your dress. Don't nobody want to see this big imprint in the front of you. Now we can see the design, size, shape, and all this. Don't nobody want to see that. Mm-hmm. Now, to top it off, she got an unpleasant body odor. Breast showing, hair bumps round the breast.
Oh, geez.
Rings on her. You ain't need to know all this.
What?
But now she got an unpleasant. Some days it smells like urine. Well, depending on what kind of urine it is.
No, it doesn't.
And if it's baby urine, it's okay from a 3-month-old. But if it's grown man urine, adult urine, now we got a problem. Well, I'm going to just explain something to you. Let me help you out, Steve Harvest. I hope you listen to Shirley answer because I ain't got none of that for you. Here's a letter that I found. We feel embarrassed for her and want to approach her before one of our white coworkers decides to do so.
Mm.
I say, let the white people handle it.
There you go with your
See, now nah, here we go.
Yes.
See, because you got to let white people do some things for you. Because I like their approach sometimes. I actually like to see them go off because their voice elevates and they have phrases that make you think something's really wrong here. Because you let them keep passing by big girl over there, smelling all that gorilla urine and that rhino that smell like you down at the zoo. One of them white folk gonna snap. And this is what, Father God! See, they have phrases that they use that lets you know something really wrong. For crying out loud.
Ralph.
For Pete's sake. Holy farts. You know, they don't find a way to
what?
Fly like what? An eagle. Gee whiz. What is going on? Lady, I got to tell you. My blue eyes are crying.
Oh, blue eyes.
Somebody gonna walk past a girl and go, Jiminy Crickets. I'm telling you, I love to hear their phrases, man.
Yeah.
I'm having an Elvis Presley moment here. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. I'm telling you. You gotta let white folks handle it sometimes. Oh, God, I seen fire and I seen rain. Are you serious?
So.
My Lord, Mother Magdalene.
Mother Magdalene.
Oh, God, if Gandhi were here, what would he do?
Pray. Oh, man. You're ignorant.
Ralph, you okay?
You, I passed by you and scared the bejesus out of me.
The
bejesus.
What is that? I don't know
either. It's just a phrase. Oh. I just love it when they go off.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.